You are Locked On Redskins, your daily Washington Redskins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, every day, every day, every day.
All right, guys, what's going on? It's episode number 235 of the Locked On Redskins podcast. The Locked On Redskins podcast. Good to have you with us as we take you through and as we head towards Memorial Day weekend. A couple of bits of business that I wanted to get right off the top that have nothing actually to do with the football team itself. We'll get to that because they did make a move to replace Reuben Foster, who they officially put on IR. But a couple of things that the Redskins are doing and certainly deserve credit for and deserve recognition for. And we have the time and we have the space and we have the opportunity here on this format. So I want you guys to know. The Redskins Public Relations Department issued this press release on Wednesday, May 29th. Now, this is a private event. On Wednesday, May 29th, the group Redskins Salute and USAA, which is the official salute to service partner of the Washington Redskins, and certainly this is partially a sponsorship thing, so realize that, will recognize and honor active service members, veterans, and their families at what they're calling an exclusive Redskins Salute OTA Day. Now, it's not really an exclusive in the context that media is allowed out there, but it is exclusive in that fans are not allowed to be out there, if that makes sense. So as they describe it in the press release, Redskins Salute and USAA will host 150 active service members, veterans, and their families at Inova Sports Performance Center, or commonly known as Redskins Park. They'll also have a pre-practice chalk talk with Santana Moss, which is always great. Santana's wonderful with that stuff. Sideline access for military members during the team practice, and of course, meet and greets after practice with player autographs, giveaways, raffle stuff, and all of that. So a very good thing that the Redskins are doing. You can always find out more if you're a member of the military, active member of the military, family member of the military, know somebody, a couple of different ways. One, RedskinsSalute.com, RedskinsSalute.com. or on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Redskins Salute, at Redskins Salute on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or again, more information, RedskinsSalute.com. So well done by the Redskins and USAA to honor and host our veterans, their families, active service members for a private OTA day this upcoming Wednesday, which is, again, when the media will be allowed back out there. Unfortunately, my schedule will not allow me to be there that particular day. I have to work at my 106.7 The Fan job at the exact time. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it out for that. So, we will try and bring you the best coverage that we can from afar by making sure that you guys see everything on our Twitter feed and obviously talk about some of the things that we hear about and that we can see video on. All right. The other thing that I wanted to get to right out of the chute here, and again, this is something that has nothing directly to do with the football team, but it certainly is important. It certainly is, noteworthy and then some. And I tweeted this at Russell, not at WrestleMania 61, sorry about that, at Locked Redskins, today, as I'm recording this, Thursday, May 23rd, 2019, is Red Nose Day in the United States of America. And what you may not know about that is Red Nose Day basically raises awareness and funds for children that are living in very, very, very tough circumstances in poverty. And the Redskins, on their official Twitter account, and I assume other social media platforms, put out a picture of Dan and Tanya Snyder, the two owners, or the principal owners, I should say, of the Washington Redskins. And, look, I've worked around these people, Dan and Tanya, you know, when I was with the team for 5 years, on the beat, in the building, traveling with the team, you know, many different interactions. Tanya at a couple of charity events, and Dan from time to time. So, look, I know Dan does not have the best reputation. Well, let's just say it like that. I don't personally think he's as bad as his image. I don't personally think he is as destructive, as incompetent, as vindictive. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know him well enough to absolutely and conclusively say that. That's just my feeling. That's my gut feeling from the interactions that I've had with him over the years and from talking to some people that he, you know, did take very, very, very good care of. You know, when it came to, you know, tragedies in their life and all sorts of different things. So I don't beat up on the owner of the Washington Redskins, Dan Snyder, like a lot of other Redskins fans do. Maybe I'm naive. I don't know. I'm telling you honestly how I feel. So I thought it was worthy. It's a good cause. You can find out more at Red Nose Day USA, at Red Nose Day USA on Twitter, and as well, rednoseday.org. And you can see the picture either at Redskins on Twitter, or we highly suggest, as always, you follow us on Twitter at Locked Redskins. At Locked Redskins is where we put that particular picture up. So you guys can see it, and as well, you can get more information and downloads on the podcast and stories and different things that we can find on the interweb and put up for Redskins fans out there, including a film breakdown that we put up on Thursday morning of Dwayne Haskins that might get you guys excited. As well, make sure you listen episode number 234, which was more on Reuben Foster, and then Barry Svrluga's assertion in the Washington Post that bad karma for both Reuben Foster and the Redskins caused a season-ending injury to Reuben Foster on Monday in the OTA period. So you can check that out, episode number 234. It's available right now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Megaphone, Player FM, and of course the Himalaya podcasting app, which is where you can get personally curated playlists and download the Locked On Redskins podcast. Go check them out in your app store. It's called Himalaya, and make sure you do that. You can listen to episode number 234, or 233 for that matter, and any of the most recent episodes. They're all there. You can check it out at Locked Redskins as well. And don't forget, at Locked On NFL Net. And speaking of Reuben Foster, when we come back, the Redskins have found a replacement because they've already put him on injured reserve in a very quick roster procedural move. We'll tell you who it is, and we'll get into his past next, right here on the Locked On Redskins podcast. Thanks for being with us. I'm Chris Russell. All right, guys, it is episode number 235. We welcome you back of the Locked On Redskins podcast. I am your host, Chris Russell. As we tell you on each and every episode, to remember to get this show each and every day, you subscribe to Locked On Redskins on the new Himalaya podcasting app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Why don't you download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Redskins. All right. So we have that. And as well, we have this. The Redskins, we kind of teased it, obviously, going into the break. They officially put Reuben Foster on injured reserve. Sometimes teams wait on this during the offseason with the 90-man roster. Clearly, the Redskins did not want to wait. They had a list. They had a backup plan. They had a and they do this for every position. Every pro personnel department has a list of 5-10 guys that are available, and they rank them and they grade them based on their film, based on the reports that they have, And clearly, the Redskins had their list ready to go in case something happened to Reuben Foster or to Mason Foster or, quite honestly, to Sean Dion Hamilton. And I can't remember if we had speculated about this on the podcast earlier this week or if it was just on the radio. I can't honestly remember. I know I talked about it on radio. But I was hoping my buddy Will Compton would get a chance to come back here to Washington, but that is not the case right now. He is a free agent linebacker, of course, special teams stud as well, can play both inside linebacker positions. He played last year with the Tennessee Titans, but Will still out there. The Redskins, in addition to putting Reuben Foster on injured reserve, they signed six-year veteran John Bostic, a former second-round overall pick of the Chicago Bears out of the University of Florida in 2013. Now, in his NFL career, Bostic has played with the Patriots, the Detroit Lions, the Indianapolis Colts, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He actually started 14 times last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's, you know, certainly good production. You could do a lot worse than this. 73 tackles. He's been traded a couple of times missed all of 2016 because of a foot injury. I think that was a Liz Frank injury, if memory serves me correct. He's 28 years old, so certainly he's got some experience. Again, it's not Reuben Foster. It's not the answer to all your problems, but it's a competent body who has NFL experience, who's bounced around, and you just never know the system, the scheme fit, the opportunity, whatever it might be. I mean, who would have thought, quite honestly, when Reuben Foster came, when Mason Foster came here, he would have been as good of a fit as he was in 2015, the last time the Redskins made the playoffs. Who would have thought that? Right? Sometimes it's just fit. Sometimes it's just timing. You never, ever, ever, ever know. Listen, John Bostic only has one career interception, 5.5 career sacks. Again, he's not Reuben Foster, and he's never going to be Reuben Foster. But he's only 28 years old. And again, he has experience, and he's played multiple schemes and multiple systems, and he played for a team that should have made the playoffs last year in the Pittsburgh Steelers and obviously didn't. So I would also add this. Bostic, you know, is a guy that you can line up, I think, in multiple areas, certainly. He's going to play, of course, normally, down in the box area and attack the line of scrimmage, right? But I also think you can, and looking at his Pro Football Focus premium stats package, I remember him being pretty decent in coverage. I'm not saying he's great. So I think you can ask him from time to time to cover tight ends in space. Pro Football Focus lists him as covering and working out of the slot corner position and defending the slot corner position to the two of 53 different snaps last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, again, I don't want to get too crazy here, but John Bostic is not limited to just one particular position. He can play, you know, again, you can walk him down onto a tight end. You can walk him potentially down to a slower maybe corner. He can play a little bit outside. Mostly he's going to play inside. Looks like for the Steelers, quite honestly, he played a mix of both inside linebacker positions. And of course, you know, if you want to be in a 4-3, you could, you know, play that. We mentioned the slot corner versatility. And again, don't go crazy with that. That's just, they need somebody that can actually run with slower tight ends. That's what they need. They're going to struggle, the Washington Redskins, as it is, to cover athletic, freaky tight ends. You know, your Travis Kelce's, that type of guy. Every team struggles to defend that guy. What they can't have happen was, if you remember back to Thanksgiving Day when Mason Foster is in the flat against, I think it's Jeff Hyman or whatever his name is, third string tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, and he's just getting destroyed, just getting beat time and time and time and time again because he's just too slow. There's nothing wrong with Mason Foster in terms of some of the things that he does well, attacking the line of scrimmage, tackling, leadership, smarts, all of that, hustle, energy, all of that. He can't cover anybody. Neither could Zach Brown, quite honestly, on a consistent basis. Sometimes Zach Brown would just guess and be right because he was a great athlete and he had good enough speed. What you hope is that Bostic is at least competent in that regard, that he knows where he has to be eventually when he gets comfortable here at 28 years old, at 245-ish pounds, at a 4.61. You know, he's got some legs. He's got some juice left in him. And you hope, again, that translates well for the Washington Redskins. Now, real quickly, checking out his Pro Football Focus grades from last year. Bostic with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, they did not make the playoffs. They did not make the playoffs. But overall, he had a 59.6 composite grade out of 100. Against the run, he had a 62.9. Tackling, this is very good, an 88.6 out of 100, and a 67.4 pass rush grade with a 56.3 out of 100. In terms of pass coverage. That's the area that I'm most interested in to see. And let me just give you some more numbers on Jeff Bostic in terms of pass coverage. He did allow 30 catches on 37 targets, according to ProFootballFocus.com and their premium subscription package. He did allow, again, 81.1% of his targeted pass routes to be caught for 331 yards, an average of 11 yards per reception, 197 yards after the catch, a long of 43, and he did allow two touchdowns, again, as determined by Pro Football Focus in terms of their premium subscription package and their stats package. He did not have any interceptions. He did break up two passes, and an NFL passer rating of 122 again. So, look, he did not have a great year by any stretch. Don't want to say that he did, but he probably cannot be any worse, quite honestly, than Mason Foster was in coverage. I'm just going to be honest. Mason Foster was dreadful in coverage last year. Games that Bostic really kind of struggled against in terms of coverage, let me give that to you real quickly. At Denver, week 12, he had a 28.2 grade, and also week 15 against New England, a 29.9 grade. Really struggled in those areas. The first, you know, 10 weeks of the season, he was pretty good. Had a 77.2 against Carolina in coverage, had an 88.2 against Cincinnati in coverage, an 82.1 out of 100 against Cleveland to start out the year in coverage. I mean, he's all over the place. But there's some good to tap into there, so the Redskins are going to have to tap in to that. All right, so John Bostic is aboard. Reuben Foster officially on IR. That sucks for him and for the Redskins, but at least they get an answer right then and there. Again, you can get the Locked On Redskins podcast on the brand new podcasting app called Himalaya. As well, you can also download on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Megaphone, Player FM, and more. And when you get in your car, please tell your smart speaker device to play podcast Locked On Redskins. Back in a flash with Sean Dion Hamilton. That's next right here on the Locked On Redskins podcast. All right, we're back here of the Locked On Redskins podcast. We are calling a double audible. How about that, right? We're going to change the play at the line of scrimmage. We're going to hear from both Sean Dion Hamilton and Montez Sweat of the Washington Redskins from Monday's OTA. And again, remember, Sean Dion Hamilton and Montez Sweat, this was after Reuben Foster got injured and before we knew that Reuben Foster was going to go on IR with a torn ACL. So some of that certainly included there, but they're off-the-field reactions with reporters at Redskins Park. First, here's Montez Sweat.
Could get overwhelmed at times. Have you encountered any of those in that situation?
I haven't encountered them yet, but I'm sure down the road there's a lot of ups and downs to any type of career. I'm sure I'm going to encounter those, and I'm just going to lean on my brothers to help me get me through that.
What do you think, just so many young guys on this roster, what do you think the potential of this defense can be as a unit?
Oh, man, we're going to be as great as we want to be. I mean, I feel like we have a lot of keys around us, a lot of vets around us, too, that we could do some great things here.
Montez, how do you build starting with rookie minicamp, OTAs, to training camp, to preseason, to regular season, to be ready week one?
Oh, man, I'm just a bit learning defense is the biggest thing, getting better each and every day, reaching the highest ceiling that I can get to. Who knows how good I'm going to be. So
That's the biggest thing.
How do you measure your own progress when you know you're improving on something?
I just go back and watch the film, see how I'm doing on that, and just try to write down a few things that I can get better at the next day and go improve on those.
And now Sean Dion Hamilton out of Alabama, who was paired with Reuben Foster.
They're close, being able to have him here, being able to clear, getting out there on the field with him, and then just the emotion of seeing him go down so early.
Oh, man, you know, it's tough, man. I mean, you know, all the adversity he's faced, and he'll come out here, something like that happen. But, I mean, you know, it's football, and, you know, with life, you know, God throws things at us. And, I mean, I know he's a fighter, and, you know, all of us going to be behind him no matter what the circumstances are.
What kind of conversations have you guys had heading into this, getting ready for OTAs?
Oh, man, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of always talking about, you know, in locker room, at home, everything. So, I mean, you know, it's just a tough pill to swallow. I mean, you know, just hoping for the best.
How had you seen him? Like, how anxious had you seen him to be out here after given all that he had gone through, to be out here today and then to have that?
Man, so anxious. I mean, we've been talking about it ever since last year when we first got him. So, I mean, you know, you just hate to see things like that happen to guys like Rue. You know, so jolly, always a happy person. So, I mean, you know, that's all we can do is just uplift them.
Did you actually see or know how it happened?
Nah, I don't know how it happened. I just know he was running, and I just heard him, you know, yell or whatever. So, we'll see.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Locked On Redskins podcast. Have yourselves a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember, the reason for Memorial Day weekend and the reason why many of you have 3- and 4-day vacations is because of the men and women that have put their lives on the line and suffered the ultimate sacrifice. But it is also a time for family and friends and to have a good time and enjoy, and you should absolutely do that as well while honoring those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Thanks for being with us right here on the Locked On Redskins podcast.